going to happen, but clearly we're not. So.
Okie dokie. We'll go ahead. Are you ready?
I'm totally ready.
Okay. We'll go ahead and get started this morning. It's 9 o'clock. It's,
sounds good.
Monday, bright and early.
Bright and early.
This will be the Information Technology 2014-15 fiscal year budget work session. And Barb and Brian are here from IT.
Can I borrow a sheet of paper? I thought I'd bought my pen.
Start with the revenues, page 127. Looks pretty self-explanatory.
I look to see this increase next year, depending on our discussions with the city. We're going to have a meeting later this month about doing some backup work for the city, so we may be pulling in a little extra revenue for us.
Okay.
Well, what's a reasonable expectation there?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say before our meeting because I don't want to have a preconceived notion of what we're willing to go by.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about just with the city. I'm saying if we think realistically there's some revenue out there that we may bring in, what we do with expenses is we try to put a placeholder in. I'd like to put a placeholder
right
in here, even if it's just a small amount so that we have something built into the budget. And I'm not suggesting by any stretch of imagination it's what you will or won't get from any project, external projects you work on. But would love to see us, if we need to stick something in there under miscellaneous, just so we have something there.
At this point in time, at the end of December, there was $418 in revenue in miscellaneous. So
that was...
We estimate that anyway.
Okay. And we had canceled some contracts and things, so we got some reimbursement there. We may have more of that this year, I can't say.
Well,
we put $1,000 in the miscellaneous line item as a goal.
That would be, yes, I would go with that amount.
Okay.
Okay, just a second. Okay.
DHS work is going into this too. Some of the work
yes
that they build out to DHS.
So we're going to hit $1,000. Yeah.
And now that they're on our phone system, they've already been making different requests, and they've told us that we do have the right to charge for our time. So
that, and we get back a whole 30% of that or something.
Well,
so
they said employee time is 100% reimbursable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, as I say,
that's
they're
a good
paying
thing.
100% on the employee time. That's what they're building.
Well, then we need to plug in more than $1,000 to this. We're going to do more than $1,000 worth of work for DHS next year.
What'd you bill out?
I think once we get the system configured the way they like it, there won't be a lot that we need to do with it.
That miscellaneous revenues. So 127.
Gotcha. But we're going to stick with the 1,000 then? Is that the idea? Okay.
Yeah, I just put 1,000 as an estimate in there.
Here's the sheriff.
You're late. Already reduced you by 5% for each minute you were late.
We discussed during the sheriff session on Friday morning that we would move our discussion about the request for the additional employee in IT first thing, so the sheriff could be here for that. So we can go ahead and get started with that. Sheriff, might as well come right up here to the table.
Okay, my apologies for being a little tardy this morning.
Okay. You get three of those, and then you have to do detention. So. Well, I will go ahead and Sheriff, I'll turn it over to you if you want to start us off on the request. Actually, came from you through Barb to add an employee to her full-time employee to her staff to try to meet the needs of the sheriff's office and the IT department. Is that correct?
That is correct. It I guess basically to take some of the weight off Barb here. It was my idea that I had gone over and talked with Barb about. Early on a few months ago, because of the growing need that we have in the sheriff's office and on almost a daily need that we have for an IT person. I know the strain that must place on Barb's staff the way it is. So I talked with Barb about the possibility of supporting and working with her and asking for another position that would be dedicated to the sheriff's office. But as Barb and I talked, one of the concerns was we both wanted it to be a person that would be globally connected throughout the rest of the Story County. Would also need the supervision of someone who is knowledgeable in IT and basically an IT person supervising an IT person, and how we could accomplish that. So as we talked about that, Barb suggested that this person be part of her staff, and this person would attend weekly staff meetings with the rest of the IT, would be placed on the weekend rotation for call, on-call status, and also from time to time, as the demands of the county would become great at times, that this person may be called away from the office to help throughout the county to accomplish tasks. My concern there is that, you know, it doesn't turn around to be in 20% of the sheriff's office and 80%. I mean, we do need that kind of dedication. At the sheriff's office budget work session, I had each of my division commanders, as you remember, talk about the needs in their specific divisions and along with administration. And I think you can see the need that we have. A number of years ago, a typewriter and a telephone was sufficient, but we certainly have evolved past that. But it's not only to make my office function, but also the different types of crime that we're coming in contact with, to have someone assist the people that we have do the forensic investigations would be absolutely tremendous. We have office space available for a person to set up office at the sheriff's office. It would be the supervisor's room right inside the dispatch center. Our dispatch supervisor, office services supervisor, he has moved out into another office because he found out that if he works right where he's supervising, he never gets any supervision done. Everybody's coming in and he's always doing work. So a few months ago, he's moved to another office so he can work in there, and that vacated that office. So it's a large enough office that would accommodate an IT person. He would be right there where the workings, a lot of the workings are, right in the communication division, and also easy access to the other divisional divisions that we have needs as well.
So in addition to a computer and all of that that would be needed, what other hardware and wouldn't necessarily be have to be in that office to if it was approved? Barbara, is that something that would have to be factored in? Are there things that we already have in terms of additional computers and needs available, or what?
There probably would be the need for an additional PC, and I would suggest probably a laptop.
Mm-hmm. Yes, rather than a desktop.
So mm-hmm. that the person could take their work wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't see any additional.
Right.
There would be a phone, a desk phone, of course.
Right. Were there any, I think, you were you able to meet with her last week after we had our session, Paul? Was there anything that came out of that that's worth sharing at this point?
Well, one of the concerns that, again, Barb and I both had, and I think the board also had that same concern, is it's hard for any one person to serve two masters.
Right.
And we're looking at the supervision here. What I had always envisioned with the supervision was Barb would certainly be the final word in the supervision of this individual. This would be basically an IT employee. Where I talked about shared supervision was basically this person would report to the sheriff's office, so the day-to-day supervision of any employee, just standard supervision, is what I'm looking at. If there's any concerns I had, Barb and I would sit down and visit, and I believe any concerns Barb would have, the same thing would happen, that we would talk about this, and then any final decision on action, on support, on whatever needs to be done would certainly come through Barb with my support.
Mm-hmm.
You thought, Barb?
Yes.
To the two of you, I sometimes don't necessarily go home and discuss county business, but on this particular occasion, I had a chance to say something to my wife about our meeting, and she said that she had recently been out with the sheriff and a couple other people through an invitation when he spoke before at the forum they had. And one of the things was very evident that was expressed at that time, that in the area that we live in today, the need for technology and support was stressed at that particular time, and said it was really an eye-opening experience for her and others, and the fact that the university and their committee is wanting to work with the sheriff on other types of access for prisoners, technology that would allow them to be able to utilize the internet where it could be deemed appropriate for certain job skills, if they have a job skills type program and things of this nature. So having a dedicated IT person in that area to kind of do that, I think maybe would even enhance that type of program service if that's something that they deem could happen down the line. But I was at least encouraged from the standpoint that this was something that had been identified that he shared in his discussion with a few members of the community that were looking at how the community could help bridge some of the challenges that we're facing with our prisoners and so forth. So I just wanted to throw that in for the record, and I felt very good about that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to comment at all, Paul, or not regarding that meeting.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, and I think the sheriff makes a great reminder to us all that technology is here to stay, and the way we utilize technology in all our departments and offices is going to continue to grow. And so I think it's very reasonable that we look at the staffing level in our IT department, but not only the staffing level, philosophically what we have those people do, and if they have certain areas. I know that Barb's done a great job building a staff of people that have different areas of expertise within the IT realm. Well, now this is taking one more step beyond that. If we were to go down this road, this is not only have an area of expertise in the IT realm, but dedicating it mostly to one office, in this case the sheriff's office, which is going to give you even more expertise in the kind of things that the sheriff deals with. But that said, I think it's important that we draw a line right here and we make sure that we're all speaking from the same page. Sheriff, I asked you this last week, and I just want to make sure we're all talking the same language as we start to ask some questions here. That is, this individual, if it were created, would be tasked with IT functions within the sheriff's office primarily. As needed, there may be calls away from there. But that includes, and I'm oversimplifying here, I'm sure, it includes anything related to making sure that technology can serve the sheriff's office. It does not include this individual doing any of those tasks. So it would not include updating the website for the sheriff. We don't do that with our IT now. It is every other department's responsibility to do their own work on Civic Plus. Now, that said, when there's a problem with Civic Plus, it's IT's responsibility to dig in and figure out what's going on. It's IT's responsibility to help make sure that our staff has the skills necessary to be able to update Civic Plus. But all of those items, and so I want to make sure that we're all clear. We're not talking about somebody sitting over in the sheriff's office putting the IT product, using technology to do a product for the sheriff. We're talking about somebody over there who makes sure that all the technology works as it's supposed to, sheriff, so that your staff can do their jobs utilizing technology. And if I'm misstating that, if anybody's got a different thought of what this position would be, we need to talk it through now because it starts to change things for me.
Well, I think you raise a good point. And if I could just comment, obviously that is the current situation and how it works now. My question comes into place. Whoever is inputting the data currently right now, I don't necessarily think that would need to basically change. The problem would be is how you troubleshoot any you know, problems that may arise with that. You know, we all know that from time to time there are glitches in some of the things that we're doing. So if I'm hearing you correctly, what we're asking for is not necessarily a person who's going to be sort of like a programmer that's going to be inputting data type of things, but actually doing the
As I understand it, we're looking for somebody who makes sure that the technology works as it's supposed to work for the sheriff's office, not somebody who utilizes that technology to do the job. And Sheriff, I want to make sure I'm not off base with what you're envisioning here as we have this conversation.
About 92%, you're right on.
Okay.
A couple of things that I had that I had hoped that the person may be able to use, and again, talking, you know, working through here and also talking with Barb, if that's not what her employees do. But one example is the county attorney's office has videotapes from our in-car cameras and things like this, and when an arrest is made, they need to have recorded. Well, currently, my patrol, first shift patrol sergeant, has to do all that. And there's some times he's literally in the office, as Paul knows, 8 hours in a day, dubbing two or three sets of those recordings for the county attorney's office. Now, if we have an individual in IT who can start that recording and go do other things, you know, I'm kind of envisioning some things like that in the technology realm that would certainly help. And also at the same time allow for my staff to be back on the road doing the things they're there to do. As far as like website updates, yeah, we're doing that now. I have no problem with us continuing with that. But I would not want to be in a position to come back in front of the board and say, oh, this guy's doing this, he's not supposed to. Well, I mean, there's some things here that I would think would be a tremendous asset to us in that support. But if this comes back where this person is strictly for IT, I'm certainly convinced we would have plenty for the individual to do.
Yeah, and let's talk through that 8%, and then I want to get to Barb. But Barb, I want to make sure before we have you speak to this, you know exactly what you're speaking to. Sheriff, let's talk about the 8%, because for me, I was aware that there were issues with getting some of those videos transferred and things like that. I was not aware that you currently had a sergeant who was responsible for doing that. My feeling with this IT professional who's going to be trained way beyond dubbing a tape being an efficient use of their time would be that it be their responsibility to make sure that we have the technology in your office to simplify dubbing those tapes, and my ultimate goal would be that we would basically have, you know, people lower on the totem pole in your office doing the dubbing. I don't see that it should have to be a sheriff, but I also don't see that it should be this individual, because I think their training is going to be way beyond it.
Well, as we speak in that aspect, the thing that we're looking at with technology and what our needs are today and also what our needs are going to be tomorrow that we have may not have even envisioned.
Absolutely.
Yet. And so what I'm looking at is, and we have had talks with the county attorney's office about setting things up on a web capability where their attorneys needing something for a case could go in and hit a button, and they already can view everything we have.
Sure.
They can just go ahead and record it.
Absolutely. And I from their perspective, from what I'm hearing, that where that's problematic is for them to turn it over to defense counsel, they can't have anything to do with the actual downloading of it. And that makes perfect sense to me. And I'm not suggesting that it necessarily resides in your office. I believe that the way IT is currently set up, it's IT's responsibility to make sure that we have the technology that allows us to do the functions. It's not IT's responsibility to do the functions. That falls to wherever, whether it's in the sheriff's office or somewhere else. That's actually utilizing technology rests somewhere else.
I agree with that sentiment completely.
Okay. Let me start off by saying that I certainly recognize the need for the work that either needs to be done or isn't getting done. But I guess my question is, is that a sheriff's office position or is it an IT position? And as this discussion has been, the way it's laid out, it would be an IT position, but that position is assigned strictly to the sheriff's office. Shortly after I took office, I had a very similar conversation with the county attorney. So I can tell you where this conversation will go. If this was approved the way it stands, we'll have another conversation with the county attorney because we haven't had his budget session yet either. So,
well, if I could interject, I don't worry about conversations, and I don't worry about other departments asking for a similar thing.
No, but I
think it all boils
precedent that we set when we.
Well, okay. Well, I agree, and therefore the precedent for me in this case would be it's still an IT employee. They fall under the realm of the IT because. When I heard as Supervisor Sanders just basically was talking about the technology and whether the equipment is there, to me that person troubleshoots that information back to Barb and the IT staff, and the decision about those things are going to be made here by the IT department bringing recommendations to us rather than the individual. But the individual who is there looking at this on a day-to-day basis is probably going to be much more in tune with how efficient it's performing and whether there may be some other things out there that they need to take a look at. I still believe that systematically I'm comfortable with having IT being the central controlling entity as far as the countywide IT needs. And I don't think we should go away from that, and I don't think by dedicating a person specifically to a particular area, if the need is certainly there, should change that. I just think we need to kind of really identify that and evaluate it simply based upon what is there. And the county attorney may be able at some point show us that there is a definite need there. But I don't see it right now. I think with this EDMS and whatever this other one, you know, is, I know they've got a individual that is spending a lot of time having to deal with that. Well, is that really an IT function? I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? That's mostly data inputting type of things.
It's IT's responsibility to make sure that we have the technology working in a way that allows us to fulfill the EDMS.
Right.
It becomes the county attorney and the sheriff's responsibility to make sure we have the people, the staffing, who enter the information that goes to EDMS is the way I'm seeing that work.
I think we're on the same
page.
I'm
going to be really, really hesitant to create an IT position that has a lot of responsibilities that, in my mind anyway, are outside the IT realm. So it seems to me we're to the point that I can just turn to Barb and ask the question, Barb, do we have enough IT-related work in the sheriff's office right now to justify the creation of a full-time position? And I'm not talking about 2,000 hours a year in the sheriff's office, but I probably am talking about 1,500 hours a year in the sheriff's office doing work for the sheriff. Do we have that kind of need where it's going to pull your staff from those kind of issues?
Well, let me back up a bit and go with my train of thought on this. As we all know, perception is sometimes worse than the actual issue. So I thought, well, yeah, the sheriff brought a lot of good points to the table. There are a lot of projects we've worked on recently that took a lot of expertise, the mobiles, the EDMS, getting the pipeline tuned so that the feed was correct. Got a lot of issues with Datamax that we're hoping that will go away once we bring in the new software. So it seems like there's these peaks and valleys. So I thought, well, the best way to get a look at what's actually going on that isn't slanted by perception is to look at our work orders. So I did pull up the last 3 years of work orders, and yes, the Sheriff's Department does often put in the majority. Consistently, about a fourth of our work orders are through the Sheriff's Department, and I've got on the screen, this is the 2011, and as you can see in blue, that first column, that's the number of work orders the sheriff put in.
What's the left-hand column? 1,800 all the way down. Is that number of requests, number of hours that, of staff time you spend? What is that? What am I looking at there?
These, like the first bar, this is the sheriff. That's how many work order requests
they put in. Just over 1,600 work order requests
the
came
whole
in
year.
From the sheriff. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
And then, you know, it's sorted by number, so at the end you have Hickory Grove. So, you know, I messed that one up. And then I will go in.
I'm due.
Here's 2012. We see the same trend. You know, the sheriff has the majority of the work orders.
Okay, but that's 50 instead of 1,600. Is that just a different, am I looking at two different things on those?
It's the same number of work orders. It's just different projects that have dictated more work orders. And then I'll just bring up the next year so that you can have an idea of the trend. So as you can see, we've consistently put in a lot more work orders for the sheriff. Some of the difference in the number, I think, could be attributed to we don't always, you know, we're human. We sometimes forget to put in a work order. Somebody calls on the phone. We answer their, give them a solution quickly and hang up and forget the work order. But that being said, as you can see, the sheriff's department consistently has the most need, IT needs. So then I further broke it down as to, okay, they've got the most tickets in our system. What are they? And I think this one will show. No, this one doesn't show. What I found then when I broke down, evaluated how many or what department needed the most help, it always, hardware was the biggest issue with the sheriff's department. And, you know, that's how you categorize a ticket. That may not be the whole issue. That may be the first part of the issue. So looking at those two factors, they do consistently have the most issues, and it seems to be hardware-related. My thoughts on IT staff, and I think I mentioned to Paul, too, that after Matt Emerson left, we felt a void, and I know that people thought that most of his work was done within Civic Plus, but he did other things that weren't quite documented. So we have felt a little pressured, especially when we're working on projects and it pulls one of our staff away. It's hard to fill that void. So I was going to put this off till next year, and the sheriff graciously brought it to my attention this year that, yeah, we need to do something before next year. So I do think we need another IT staff person. I had tossed around the idea of having somebody go to the Ames building, the HSC building, once a week, go over to the Sheriff's Department once a week. That being said, there's a lot of people in that building. I think it would warrant having an IT staff permanently housed there, and I appreciate that the sheriff found a room that would be really, dispatch has been a lot of issues with the Datamax, so that would be a great place to put the IT person. Not only that, but it would save travel time with the rest of my team. Kenny often has to go over and check things in the wiring closets. Brian has to go over to fix printer issues. If that person was on staff there, it would save a lot of going back and forth, which it may not seem like it's a long distance, but it still takes time out of your day. Now, my thoughts on the level of expertise needed for this position, since most of the issues at the Sheriff's Department are hardware related, I think it would be unfair to overlook the talents that we already have in our IT department. Joel is very specialized with the mobiles and has helped a lot with that. However, as I mentioned, when he's pulled off to help with mobiles all day, it really presents kind of a spot that's hard to fill by the rest of us. Part of the reason I brought Brian on board is because of his experience, and he worked for Electronic Engineering, which has been one of the vendors we use for the mobile, so he's got experience in that direction too. And he's got a lot of talents that aren't being tapped into. So my thoughts would be, yes, I would like to add to the IT staff, perhaps on a mid or entry level, so someone that we could train that would take care of the smaller hardware tickets and things and would free up the rest of my staff. Paula's been great at doing crystal reports, and she hasn't had a lot of requests recently, but if we need more help with crystal reports, that would free her up, too, to help more with that. I think we have the talent already there, and just perhaps not the time to devote to all of the different things. So,
did we ever fill the position vacated by Matt Emerson?
That position was taken away. I thought it was left open.
Was it taken away, or was it just not funded?
It was taken away. we decided we were going to evaluate it, take it away. And
I remember us deciding we were going to evaluate it. Just a lot of the time what we do is we say we're going to keep the position in, we're just not going to fund it. But this is one we actually went ahead and took away.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah. And then while and before you get back, when Matt Reese was here in the forensic area, he had had a little expertise in that area, if I'm not mistaken, that assisted us beforehand. Is that not correct, Paul? And we lost that when he left. I think he had had some training or some did some work in that area for
you. We did some computer forensic work
for
criminal investigation, and we sent Matt to courtroom testimony training and a few things like that. And there were some issues because he was not a sheriff's
office. Right, exactly. Right.
I'm not an attorney, so.
Right, so I knew there was some issues.
But anyway, we have that technology as well. And I guess going along to say, as you guys already are aware, the sheriff's office, the department, is one of your biggest areas of the county. And when we have something go down, it can be critical, whether it's 911, whether it's the way we communicate in the squad cars now with the mobile data terminals, things like this. We do need somebody that is there on the spot. And with that, and with combined with what Barb had presented, the times that we are reaching out to IT asking for help and calls for service, it's... again, I would certainly like someone to be dedicated to the sheriff's office, and that helps Barb by increasing her staff by one and allowing that person to be assigned to the sheriff's office, freeing up the rest of her staff. That would be great. Barb knows technology much better than I do. I do not pretend to be a technocrat by any means.
What did you call that?
I like that.
But anyway, I need to have somebody there that understands the complexities that the sheriff's office presents in a variety of different areas, in communications, in the jail, in patrol, and even in the civil and working with the courts. And when we've had support in the past, it's not necessarily a jack of all trades, master of none, but we have Matt Reese coming out to do one thing, Matt Emerson coming out to do another thing, Joel coming out to do another thing. It would be nice to have someone to bring in that has the expertise or is in a position to gain that expertise as we move forward, that person would be one shop addresses all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think with IT, it's just like with medicine, you have people that are specialized in certain areas. You don't have one person who can handle everything. What I think it will benefit us, having a person on site, to be able to quickly evaluate whether it's a system that or a problem that needs to be escalated and create a triage with the rest of the team. You know, ultimately, all of the IT systems reside in the admin building, so I would be more comfortable that this person be my staff person just because I don't want to have somebody else have access to things that could potentially cause issues, especially if they don't have the background, not necessarily in IT, but the history of the county. So.
And what I'm hearing, and I say these things to try to make sure that we're not getting sideways on this, I'm hearing general agreement that this should be an IT position. I'm hearing, Barb, you say a little more that it will be a generalist IT position housed in the sheriff's office with primary responsibility to the functions, especially basic functions, going IT functions going on in the sheriff's office, but may from time to time be called away to do other things.
Yes.
Sheriff, I'm hearing your concerns, I think loud and clear, that you feel strongly that the sheriff's office needs this position, needs somebody who can grow into, rather than being a generalist, being more of a specialist for the sheriff's office, and move ahead. Am I hearing kind of where we're a little different right there?
Well, I cannot sit here and disagree with Barb's logic. As I listen to what Barb says, I think it makes tremendous sense. And to have that person there that can diagnose, because one of the things that I think from my leadership style you've seen, it is just not me. It's the team that I use that brings all the components of the sheriff's office together to make us function. And to have that one person at the sheriff's office in IT that has the support of the rest of the team So when a project comes in, whether it's a specialized project or a new widget that's being proposed, that person has a team that they can go in, and now I don't only have one person, but I have the strength of the entire team helping that person
exactly.
decide how to move
exactly.
forward. And hearing that, I think that's a very good way to look at it. But we would have the person out there. So when we have something, we can give that person a call right there in the building and say, hey, this is something that needs to be.
Absolutely. And I'm hearing agreement that housing them right there in dispatch would make a lot of sense.
Yep.
The concern I'm going to have is we want to be able to track this stuff. And so it's going to be very, very easy, Sheriff, for your people, if you have somebody housed over there, oh, I've got a problem with this technology, pop my head in the office and say, hey, John Smith, I've got this problem. Can you handle it? I'm going to want to make sure that we get all of those work orders entered and that we're tracking even the most mundane, we're tracking the time and efforts that are spent on behalf of IT in the sheriff's office. And then, and I think I hear you coming around to this pretty good, I'm going to want to have Barb have the ability to say, okay, today, John Smith, I also, in addition to what's going on in the sheriff's office, I need you to take care of this item and this item along with it. So that you have your generalist there who can handle almost every issue but also has the in with the IT department to call in the specialist when it's needed. Barb has the extra staff person who primarily is dealing with the sheriff's office and your needs but is also available to handle some other things that are going on, and I would say primarily in the Justice Center in this case.
Yes.
Just to make things flow a little easier. And it seems to me, and I'm disappointed that we got rid of this position, it seems to me that we're really not increasing staffing levels. We're just reinstituting a staff position that we used to have.
And I'm not sure how that happened.
Well,
I wasn't involved in the discussion, so I'm like,
the beauty is this board has the ability to rectify that.
Yeah, we had talked about it, the pros and cons, and wanted to look at all of the things. And I think knowing full well that there were some other big ticket items coming down the pike, whether it's the phone system or other types of things, we may, that may have clouded a little bit about us. Then the only thing that was different is we did actually. Instead of, like you say, maybe still keeping it the position there, but not necessarily funding that at that time, we actually did eliminate it at that time. And I think, but the way we have always operated, and I believe it is still evident today, is that when a decision is made and through evaluation and assessing where additional needs come to the forefront, we try to do what is necessary to make sure that we have the functions in place to provide the necessary service. And that may mean having to reinstitute something that is no longer basically there if the need is there. So I don't think we're that. I think the process that we used, I still agreed with. I think it's the timing now, from what I'm hearing from you and what I'm hearing from the sheriff, means that maybe this is a time that we look at expanding that position or putting another person back in place.
We've also discussed, the sheriff and I, that this is the first time we've done something like that, so it's something that we want to be flexible with. And if we need to make changes, we don't want this to cause a rift between us. If I think he's doing something he shouldn't be doing and the sheriff wants him to do more things here, we want to make sure that the dialogue is open at all times, and that I don't want to say this is a sheriff's IT person and then have county attorney not feel that they can come to that person because he's in the same building.
Well, let me just tell you the line I see there, because that's the very specific example that I'm
right.
thinking of. The line I see there is, if we were to create this position with this philosophy that we're talking about, this position will be housed in the sheriff's office, and that by nature will give the sheriff's office more direct access to this person. I don't believe that this person is off limits to the county attorney's office.
Exactly.
I just believe that that would flow more directly through your office out to that person, where you would be the one directing them, hey, in addition to what you're doing for the sheriff's office today, I need you to go check on these issues, and they happen to be in the county attorney's office. And so that's where I'm seeing that line of separation. Sheriff, it's probably not quite as clean as you originally envisioned, but again, my goal is, if we were to approve this, that we're all on the same page of where we're starting, knowing that it may change as we go down the road. And so I just want to make sure that we all understand what we're talking about here.
I agree.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Now, I clearly understand that when you have a position like this, especially when you're creating something new, it takes a little bit of experimentation and a little bit of, just like we do our pilot projects, you want to see how it actually works in progress before you start tweaking it and fine-tuning
sure.
it. And you got to have that ability to be fluid with this. And I've found Barb very easy to work with, and I hope she's found me the same.
Definitely,
we,
yes.
We certainly can go back and forth. And, you know, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, on any issue we'd have, I understand Barb's the IT director, and this is a position to her office and the Board of Supervisors, and we'll discuss things, but I understand the chain of command here.
I would think it would be reasonable if we approve this that in 6 or 8 months after it starts that you would both come back and talk to us about how, you know,
a good suggestion,
how things have progressed. And I think it's going to be very important that if this person is approved and if they're housed at the sheriff's office, that everybody knows that he's an IT employee and not a sheriff's office employee. And like Rick had said, all the work orders need to flow through IT so we can track exactly what you know, the amount of work that's out there, and if, you know, if IT has a problem or excuse me, the county attorney's office has a problem, it would make sense to me that since that person is housed there in that building, that that he would probably be the one that to look to try to get them through their problems too. So
thank goodness Barb doesn't track who does the request orders and who doesn't. That's probably the biggest
step. No.
She knows. Just coming up there.
Paul, yeah, she knows. I thought she was very diplomatic when she was making reference earlier, because I know there's been a number of times that they've come up here and done something for me, and I don't know where very quickly.
All right, so then I'm ready to make the motion that we create an IT position, more generalist in nature. We'll count on Barb to work through Jan and Alyssa when Alyssa gets back to create it. Barb, at this point, depending on how it's all put together, I'm looking at more of an entry level position than definitely not somebody with lots of years of experience, but entry level to mid level kind of position. And I'm just going to count on you to put together something that reflects this individual is going to have primary responsibility to our IT needs within the sheriff's office, and then other duties as assigned by the director, and get that thing put together, and let's see what it can do for us. And then I believe very strongly that we ought to have a component in next year's budget work session where we get a full report, full breakdown on what this position is doing, where they're spending their time, how they're helping us, and most importantly, how they're helping the rest of our IT staff be freed up to do what else they do for the county. That's my motion.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Well, no, I think we've really tossed this around, and I think everybody seems to be clear now, and there seems to be a level of confidence between the two, the sheriff and the IT and Barb, in terms of how we as a board perceive this whole process moving forward. And I think, as already been alluded to, that if we built in a component to really look at it in long term in terms of whether it's meeting the desired need as we move forward. So I'm very confident with where we are at this point.
Yep. And then just a note, this is simply taking the IT staffing level back to the level it was before we brought Barb in as our director. That was just something she never had an opportunity to weigh in on. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that when we hired Barb, we told her that we wanted her to take a year or so and evaluate her staff and make recommendations. Mm-hmm. I know that she's made lots of changes within the department in terms of how things are done. To me, this is just another step along those lines in getting Barb's department where it needs to be, and the recognition that technology is a very real issue that we've got to deal with.
Anything further?
No.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Sanders?
Aye.
Aye.
Toot, aye. So we've agreed to create, to recreate, I guess, if you would, the position that was taken away in IT. And we'll let the sheriff and Barb work through the details. And
now, let me ask this question from the standpoint. Is this, at some point, Barb, this will be brought back to us in a full regular board meeting. What we're doing now is we're giving the approval to move forward. But this will have to be approved through our normal hiring process.
Yes.
At a board meeting once we have reached out and determined who's going to be there and et cetera.
Just absolutely, Wayne, sure, but this allows Lisa to build it into
exactly,
the budget as well.
Exactly.
Full of what the position
right,
entails.
Right,
is
right, right. So just so that we're aware.
You bring it to us before we finalize everything in March. So.
Right, right.
Well, listen, I spoke about this before she left. She gave me some preliminary budget numbers and said we'd work on the job description later.
Okay,
already have a pretty good idea what it would be.
Good, good, mm-hmm. good. We're on the same page.
Sheriff, thank you for coming over this morning.
Thank you very much. Again, my apologies for being late, but I certainly appreciate the board working with me and the rest of the office.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let me know.
Okay.
Right. So we're back to revenues on 120. No, expenditures on 120.
Better start expenditures, I believe.
Feels like we should be done.
Well,
yeah.
Good thing we didn't have anything following you this morning.
Well, hopefully we can get through the rest of this fairly quickly.
Okay. Barb, I only had one real question, and then we can go through this however you want. Contract labor.
Okay. What page are you on? 129?
129.
Yeah.
And the narrative for that, Barb, is on. Hold on. 134.
Okay, and maybe some of this shouldn't have been placed under contract labor. We do need to make network infrastructure improvements at HSC. We've already made a lot of improvements. We are amazed at how much technology has changed since that building was built.
Isn't that something?
Well, unfortunately, some of the holes that were bored in the pipes that were put in that would house network infrastructure are filled. So we have to... Facilities bored a new hole for some fiber runs that we had, and this is will connect the county attorney to the rest and give them a fiber connection. So it may not come quite to 10,000, but this would also include the hardware associated with putting in a new fiber run. So under the intranet, this is a new project I would like to work on next year. The main problem or the main complaint I hear from everybody, including our HR director, is you can't find anything on the website. Part of this is that a lot of it's not posted, and you know we always are cognizant of the Sunshine Review and how we want to improve our website. So my thoughts would be to add an intranet where we would see our policies, where we would see our county calendar, some of the things that are available on the front page, but more devoted toward the internal user. And in speaking with Civic Plus, there is, we are coming up onto the anniversary date where we can make changes on the website. And I'm supposed to be meeting with them later this month just to get a good idea of what kind of changes we can make. But I think now that the site has been in place for going on 3 years, it's a good time to sit back and bring that initial team back together and evaluate how they think it's performing for us and what changes we may need to make. So that was my thought on the intranet configuration. Some of that we could do internally, but we'd certainly have to bring Civic Plus in to help with that. The $25,000 for the microwave connection for conservation, this is to expand their current connection, which they've outgrown. I've gone over there and looked at the speed of their network. It is horribly slow, and especially if somebody wants to listen to a board audio file or do any downloading from, you know, everything resides here in the admin building. It's a lot of traffic over that pipeline, and when we bring in the new phone system, they are going to be dead in the water. So we're looking at different alternatives. We've looked at a dedicated fiber run, which is some of the estimates came back anywhere from 250 to 315,000. So a microwave connection seemed to be a better solution. We'd have to be aware of, you know, where the wind farms are proposed and the astrology. We don't want to interfere with that, but no. This wouldn't have a light on the top of the tower. We've approached the Colo phone company, and they're running fiber right through there. So initially it didn't seem like a good solution. Maybe I should change this to just a conservation connection. It may be something that we can work out with the Colo phone department.
But still, the potential cost estimate that is in there is going to be somewhere within that range. It's going to cost something to do that. And so we don't know if that's, you know, going to be less or about right on target or not. So you're just trying to have a figure there as to identifying the need.
And the microwave connection requires the tower on this building.
It requires a tower somewhere. Depending on what we do with the tower here, I still see the need for some type of a tower, whether it's on this building or in the parking lot, who knows. I think that a fiber run at $315,000 is not a good solution. It's out of the question. I just wanted to look at the possibilities.
No, that would be... Doesn't include
easements.
I think microwave is the way to head unless the Colo phone company, as they are running their fiber, become a very reasonable solution. I think microwave, we've asked that Cal go ahead and look at the towers yet this year. I actually have, you've got server room upgrade at HSC on here. Does that include moving our closet from CLP over to HSC, which, as I understand it, needs to be done?
Yep.
Okay. So then my request would be, can we look at the microwave connection to conservation as part of the tower work that we're going to try to get done yet this year? Look at the server room upgrades to HSC yet this year. And then you're just going to have to talk me through the network infrastructure improvements at HSC, which, as I understand it, ties the county attorney onto our fiber run and gets them more integrated with the rest of our system. Is that something that makes sense to do as we're doing the new server room upgrades at HSC and taking it out of CLP? Or is that an entirely different project?
All of those projects are related. You know, it would... When you're moving the server room, and that's why it's on next year, because the server room upgrade was on next year, doing the network infrastructure improvements makes perfect sense to do it when we do the server room upgrades. If that is moved to this year, then we'd most certainly have to move the network upgrades. So we're not doing the same work twice.
Yeah, and that's what I'm suggesting is that we take those three items that are on here.
The first is
$10,000 for the infrastructure improvements at HSC, the $25,000 for the microwave connection or other connection to conservation. Because as we get the new phone system up and running, we got to do something.
Right.
Yes.
So getting it done sooner rather than later makes sense to me. And then the server room upgrades at HSC, which are tied to the infrastructure improvements at HSC, it also moves our primary Ames IT closet from CLP over to HSC that we get all three of those projects done yet this year. That's what I'd like to see.
All right.
Makes sense.
Which lets us take them out of next year's budget.
Right.
The security camera system, I think we still need to talk about that some. And then the other one that's not on here that I think it's time to talk about again, maybe not as part of the FY15 budget, but it is time for us to fully discuss this room. We've been kicking it around since the first time we sat down here talking about this stuff. At a minimum, I believe it's time for us to go to some kind of universal integrated microphone system rather than passing things around. I know they make those. And while we're doing that, we need to talk about video in this room. And again, that's something I'd like to go ahead and get done sooner rather than later. We've got capacity yet in this year's budget. We put a placeholder in the last few years trying to get it done in the spring, and it's never gotten done. And I think now's the time to look at that. So that's where I am with this whole area.
One of the biggest complaints, and Paul had mentioned about, you know, having microphones distributed throughout the room. One of the biggest complaints I've heard is the background noise that you get. You get people coughing and rustling and sneezing. So I think an entry-level system for that would bring what I'm trying to say is you may have to spend a lot of money to get something that you want that's quality. Otherwise, you're going to have everybody sneezing and shifting in their seats and scraping their chairs back. So just an FYI, there may be more at Shelley's desk that she has to do to kind of tune the microphones in and out, kind of fade out the back, kind of like what you do with your car speakers.
Yeah, were we talking about some type of thing, a system that came down from the ceiling into the drops in the area? Well, yeah, you're going to always have the background noise.
Right.
You know, I don't see how you're going to totally eliminate that. The only thing that you have to be mindful of is the chair or whoever is we're asking when someone is speaking it, we ask the audience to try to make sure that that's not happening so that we can fully capture it, which...
Seems like there's got to be a way, a simple way, for Shelley to have the on-off button like we all have on our microphone.
Well, there
right
is,
here.
But it's a cost.
We looked at that
3 years ago, I believe?
Yeah, we looked at the whole system three years ago.
Right.
I just think it's time to look at it again.
Right. Right.
Fortunately, with some of our staffing now in IT, we've got some expertise that we did not have 3 years
That's
ago
true.
Who can
yes,
help
we
us
do.
Get to the bottom of it.
That's true.
But I just think it's time for us to go ahead and like I say, compliments to Story County and to our staff. We've got capacity now to do it. We've talked for 3 years about sitting here about we were going to do the bare minimum in our budgets, and then as the realities allowed, we were going to look at doing some of these things that we feel like need to be done. Well, now's the time to do it. I think shifting these three, looking at least the microphone system and really looking at also the video system in here, now's the time to do it again. We've put it off for 3 years.
Is that something you want to try to do yet this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got four items.
You'd have four items put on, and I would say all four of these items, I know that phone system's at the top of your list right now. I'm not talking about this displacing any of them. The microwave connection obviously is dependent on what we do with the tower up there.
Right.
But it also goes hand in hand with the phone system as we talk about taking it out there. So it's part of everything we're doing. The rest of these would be some extra functions, but I think it's reasonable to look at all these at this point.
That makes sense. Thanks.
Okay. Which leads us to the security camera system. I'm sorry, Lisa, did you have something? Security camera system at 135. Where are we on the security camera system?
This was part of our capital improvement project. We brought it to that team, and Cal worked with his current vendor to get quotes. We did walkthroughs of all the buildings and evaluated where camera placement should be. So what this quote encompasses is just egress only. It doesn't give security behind the desk. It doesn't, although some of the cameras may reach that area, just coming and going, elevators, stairs. And this is for budgetary purposes only. When it comes down to doing the actual project, we'll have to do an RFP. The reason we liked this vendor was it was a system that was homogeneous with our current door security system.
So every time we swipe our card to come in, that camera would turn on, catch an image of somebody coming in, or anytime that door is activated.
Right. Well, the cameras would be full-time, 24/7.
Okay.
Well, they'd pick up movement.
Pick up movement, okay. And where would it be housed and how long would it be housed? We're not talking about having somebody sitting and watching what's going on, right? We're talking about having video of something happens during this time of day. We need to see what happened.
After the fact.
Right, after the fact. Question, as the figure here is not isolated just to one or two buildings. Is this the figure that's looking at the countywide? Okay.
Pretty reasonable, I think, for a countywide
solution. Right, right. And so think in terms of if we would go down this route, we're probably talking about several months out. I mean, it's probably going to be have to be installed within phases, which would involve your staff, IT facilities, and whoever was actually coming in to put that in. The question is when we look at it from the budgetary standpoint, would we be budgeting all of this hopefully through FY 2014-15 year, or would part of this be budgeted within this calendar year is part of my question, I guess. Because this has been something that's been talked about, you know, for some time. We, you know, kind of just knew that this was going to be, again, another area that we probably needed to put dollars into the budget to be able to accomplish that. I don't think we've got 100% consensus from all of our elected officials departments in terms of the level of security that we have. But I do think it helps us move the bar further toward accomplishing a more secure environment for not only the employees but the public as we move forward.
We can do this at any time. This is what the entire package would cost. I would suggest maybe we do a refresh, since, you know, it was 6 months ago that we got these figures, and potentially another year before we would implement it if it's in the 2015 fiscal year.
And did we at that time?
We talked about it. We haven't. Yeah. It hasn't got to the point where we're able to do it.
Right.
And you guys know my feeling. Anytime we have capacity and we find an item that we need, if we have capacity to do it in the fiscal year we're in,
right.
Well, the beauty about this year is we know what revenues look like primarily.
Right.
We know where we're running
right.
on expenditures. That said, with the other items that we just put on Barb's plate, I mean, we just put four other items on her
right.
plate.
Right.
I believe that this is one that rests squarely in 2015, and it may be an FY 2015-16 kind of budget thing, but not a 2014-2015
okay. And that's
kind
what
of
I wanted
thing.
To clarification that, on. And, right,
and,
right.
And you right. know, this goes against where I normally come down on these things, but that's where I think we are based on two factors. Monetarily, I think that's where we are, but more importantly, where Barb's time and her staff time resides with getting the phone system up, and now we just gave her four fairly substantial projects to get done yet this year. I'd like to hold this one off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what number do you want to put in there?
Let's
you're
leave it at the 135 placeholder.
The 145,
we're
going to
do a refresh.
But we're going to take the 45 out of this year's
that
currently.
That math was not done correctly. Did you see that?
What?
If I take 45,000 out of that line item, I get 125,000, and that's less than security cameras. So that line item needs 155,000 in it, correct?
Okay.
For the intranet configuration and the security camera system.
Yeah.
Yeah, 155. Okay, yeah, 155 instead of 170,
okay.
And we've pulled. I'm sorry.
45,000.
Well, yeah, we pulled 45,000 into this year's budget, but we also added a project that was not listed anywhere, and that is this room right here.
What's the estimated cost on that? Do you have any idea what we talked about?
It was 35,000 3 years ago when
right.
we talked about it.
And that was for a Granica system.
Right.
That may or may not be the solution.
Exactly. We want something that would work with Civic Plus as well as possible if we were to go with it.
Yep.
And we just need to know.
You know, when I meet with them on the 27th, I'll bring that up as a topic, you know, what suggestions do you have?
But did we talk about a figure for adding for this room for that?
That's in this year. It's 35,000.
Oh, that's 35. Yep. Okay.
So we've pulled, so that we're all clear, we've pulled 10,000 for the infrastructure improvements at HSC. We've pulled 25,000 for the microwave connection to conservation. And we've pulled 10,000 for the server room upgrades storage closet, moving that from CLP to HSC. We've pulled that all out of this budget request into FY14. We've added this room at a placeholder of 35,000 to FY14. We've kept everything at. We've kept the other two items, security camera system, and intranet in the FY15 budget.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Any other questions?
Wayne, was there anywhere else you had on the expense side? We just spent all that time talking about contract labor. For me, Barb has done a phenomenal job running her department in as cost-effective way as possible. That was the real question I had in this one, but there may be more that we have.
Yeah. No, I hate to speak for the rest of the what's coming down the pike, but up to this point, I've been, you know, extremely pleased and with all the departments and all the requests and the scrutiny that everyone has put toward the budgeting. And I think part of that is back to the past 2 years, they've gotten familiar a little bit with this board and our expectations and how we've asked them to look at prioritizing what their actual needs were. And I think this budget that we have are seeing from all of the departments, I think it's conveying that message loud and clear. And I certainly want to give recognition to not only Barb, but all the departments so far. And hopefully the rest of them will come through in the same manner.
Well, that's what's unique about Barb's budget is that the majority of it comes from requests from other departments. So.
Right, but I think Wayne's hitting the nail on the head. This is our fourth time, the three of us, sitting here doing this. We don't have any new directors in the staff. I mean, you know, Barb, this is your second or third?
It's my second.
Yeah, so everybody's getting on the same page. I'm going to tell you, Wayne, I have been so pleased with this year's budget, just as it came in, before we started working on it. With the exception of three $800 office chairs, I felt really, really good about where we are. You know, so
I just wanted to also speak a little bit about Community Life's request for some scheduling software. And we did participate and looked at several programs. I think they like Microsoft GP the best. Used to be the old Great Plains. I've worked with that before. It's a huge program. It's just like Legos. You can add to it. The sheriff also had a scheduling software request. I think with this software, we can meet both of their needs with one package. I've asked Jane to take a peek at that because they've talked to the city and the university and asked what they're using. So they've looked at a couple programs, too. I'd like to see that be something that we expand on. You can also do ticketing through that.
Is this something, and you actually brought up a great point, and I wish I had brought it up beforehand. That's another one that, if time allows, we may want to shift the purchase, at least CLP's portion of the purchase of this, into this fiscal year, simply because we as a Board of Supervisors have much more control this year than we're going to have next year.
Along with the fact that next year's is in the supplemental fund when that's...
That's what I'm saying. This year, we could still... Right. I mean, we're sitting there with, was it 245% projected ending fund balance in mental health right now? If it's reasonable to shift that their portion of this purchase into this fiscal year, we need to go ahead and do it. Right. Now, whether we do implementation or not, that's a different...
Sure.
But the actual purchase software makes a lot more sense to me out of this year.
Actually using it instead of sitting on a shelf like a couple have done.
Good discussion.
That has been an issue.
Good discussion.
Well, let's pull that 30.
We'll talk about that.
That's 30 you've got built in here, right? Let's pull that 30.
Okay.
Not in the FY15 budget. It's something we need to go ahead and work through for this year. And I'd love it if you and Ron can come talk to us about that on a Tuesday morning.
Where is that?
As soon as possible. That is page 128. What is that? It looks like the sixth line down. That's the data processing software, Barb. I want to make sure I'm looking at the right line. Okay.
Yes.
So we're pulling 30 out there.
We didn't put anything in for CLIP enhancements. We've used pretty much what we budgeted for this year. It was hard to budget for CLP. We weren't sure what the future of that department was.
Join the club.
So I think Paul told me we've got another... They're funded through 2015, is that correct?
Plan is for now. Well,
so we'll be including them on the... I kind of held off on the phone implementation, thinking, well, you know, if they go away in July, I don't want to have all these new phones sitting there. So we'll go ahead and implement that, too.
Good.
Yeah, need to get that done. Now, something that is not in here, and I want to make sure I'm right on this, is accounting software for them. That's a request that Ron had made to us. It's something that I've visited with Hourly Ball. Would that, first of all, run through you, since it's a software purchase?
Right.
And secondly, where does that stand right now?
GP would offer that same functionality.
So the software package that we're talking about doing would do what
that is? Would be scheduling and would help them with their claims, at least putting them in a better format. They've got requests from Medicare for certain information, so this would help them have a better look into their financial
picture. All right, so let's pull the 30. No commitment to whether we're going to go ahead and do Great Plains yet this year or the old Great Plains yet this year. I need you and Ron and possibly, would it be Jane Page out of the Sheriff's Office?
Yeah.
Who would you work
with? Yes.
I need the three of you to come sit in front of us on a Tuesday and just talk us through what it is, what it'll cost, and what it'll do for us.
Okay.
No, not at all. That's it.
Barb, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I wanted to also add another point. Sorry, I know you want to get me out of here.
That's all right.
Part of the connectivity that we see on 131, you know, as we're implementing the phone system, some of these CenturyLink, the PRIs, which are essentially phone connectivity, will go away. We can't just say, oh, shut it off, because like what DHS found with their contract, you have to wait till the contract ends and submit, you know, termination requests. So I just included the full price, knowing that some of them might go away, some of them won't. So just an FYI.
It depends on the contract, length of the contract.
It does.
Okay. But they'll all go away as of FY16.
Hopefully, yes.
Other than the fax lines.
They run in three-year rotations, and this is giving us an evaluation of whether we need those fax lines or not.
Right.
We've had some onesie-twosies say, yes, we do, but for the most part, we're going to be able to get rid of a lot of those as well.
Okay. Well, I'd say let's get rid of whatever we can,
yes.
Whatever's reasonable to get rid of.
Yeah. So what number, Lisa, did you come up with?
1092. So down from last year. Fairly strong.
Boris, you had a question.
Battery's taking a dive.
And it's a question about the intranet project. And I heard Barb, you said that, mentioned something about open, you know, being open, the sunshine and effort. And then you were talking about this being a review of internal behind the scenes. Can you help me understand how conforming Civic Plus behind the scenes is going to help then with communicating with the public?
Well, basically, this would be an internal improvement on our communication. A lot of people have come to me saying, I can't find this, I can't find that. We do have group drives, which unfortunately aren't as organized as we'd like them to be. But the Sunshine Review requests that certain things be visible to the public that aren't.
Right.
So I think this is a good opportunity, and I mentioned I'm meeting with Civic Plus. This is all part of a project to improve our website experience and make it better for both internal and external customers.
Okay, and I wanted to make sure that's what I thought I heard
sure.
was coming forward. I would really like to encourage the board and you as you go forward to include the public on that, possibly even maybe talk to the website administrators or public information officers of some of our other government entities in the county to determine exactly what may be caused behind the scenes because the staff doesn't input now or doesn't know how to input, can't find where to input,
sure.
versus what's showing up. I think, you know, for the last couple of years, I've come forward at least and talked a lot about how from a user standpoint, an external user standpoint, Civic Plus has had problems. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Always nice to get input.
Yep. Anything else? No.
I don't have anything else if you don't.
Okay. That's it.
Good.
Thank you so much.
I could just foresee